Hello, it is Friday, January 6, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families, through God's Word, seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 5, 1 through 12, 1 Chronicles 5, 23 to 6, 30, and Acts 10, 9 through 23. We're going to start today with Psalm 5, 1 through 12. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me, for there is no truth in their mouth. Their innermost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels because of the abundance of their transgressions. Cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield. 1 Chronicles 5:23 to 6:30. The members of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They were very numerous, from Bashan to Baal Hermon, Senir, and Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their fathers' houses: Epher, Ishi, Eliah, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty warriors, famous men, heads of their fathers' houses. But they broke faith with the God of their fathers and whored after the gods of the people of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, the spirit of Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and he took them into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Harah, and the river Gozan to this day. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, the children of Amram, Aaron, Moses, and Miriam, the sons of Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar fathered Phinehas, Phinehas fathered Abishu, Abishu fathered Bukki, Bukki fathered Uzzi, Uzzi fathered Zerariah, Zerariah fathered Merioth, Merioth fathered Amariah, Amariah fathered Ahitub, Ahitub fathered Zadok, Zadok fathered Ahimaaz fathered Azariah, Azariah fathered Johanan, and Johanan fathered Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the house that Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah fathered Amariah, Amariah fathered Ahitub, Ahitub fathered Zadok, Zadok fathered Shallum, Shallum fathered Hilkiah, Hilkiah fathered Azariah, Azariah fathered Seraiah, Seraiah fathered Jehozadak, and Jehozadak went into exile when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and these are the names of the sons of Gershon. Libni, and Shammai, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel, the sons of Merari, Mahili, and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their fathers of Gershon, Libni, the son of Jahath, his son, Zimmah, his son, Joah, his son, Iddo, his son, Zerah, his son, Jetharai, his son, the sons of Kohath, Abimadad, his son, Korah, his son, Asir, his son, Elkanah, his son, Ibashaf, his son, Aser, his son, Tahath, his son, Uriel, his son, Uzziah, his son, and Shul, his son, the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Imoth, Elkanah, his son, Zophiah, his son, Nahath, his son, Elab, his son, Jeroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, the sons of Samuel, Joel, his firstborn, the second, Abijah, the sons of Merari, Mahili, Libni, his son, Shimei, his son, Uzzah, his son, Shimi, his son, Haggiah, his son, and Azariah, his son. Acts 10:9-23. The next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray, and he became hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens open and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate and called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them." And Peter went down to the men and said, "I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason for your coming?" And they said, "Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man, who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say." So he invited them in to be his guest. The next day he rose and went away with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa accompanied him. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.